I'm your host, Uncle Coco, and welcome to one of the funniest and entertaining podcasts made for kids. Today, I'll be joined by Theodore and Snorter, and we are going to do some spring cleaning.
We certainly need it. My basement is a wreck.
That's why we need to clean it up.
You're right.
Where do we start?
Let's start that big pile of stuff over there.
Oh, that is a big pile of stuff over there.
How do you have all this stuff?
What is it all for?
Oh.
I guess you have a lot of kids.
There's some stuff.
No, Snorter.
Aww.
I guess you have a lot of kids, so let's see.
A baseball bat.
Well, here's some
I
old
threw
magazines.
This away. Certainly didn't, though. We should rent a dumpster.
A dumpster?
Yeah. No, I'm sure we don't need it. Because all the stuff in here cannot fit organized.
Well, we'll just see.
All right.
What's this? Oh, it looks like a big barrel of oranges.
What?
Why are those in your basement?
Do they stink?
Nope, they're fresh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait.
Trees?
They're fake oranges.
Why do you have a bunch of... Oh, there's fake grapes at the bottom.
A whole barrel of fake fruit. Why do we need fake fruit? You can't eat it. What good does it do?
It does good for my kids' play kitchen.
A play kitchen. Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, that makes sense. This whole barrel's full of pans and pots.
Well, shouldn't we put all this stuff in the play kitchen then, not the basement?
Oh, didn't think about that. Well, let's move it up there.
All right, where's your kids' playroom?
Where all the kids' voices come from. Yeah.
I think I hear kids playing. Here's the playroom.
Oh, yep. There's everybody playing.
Then there's the play kitchen. There's big food, pans, and cups, and dishes. All right, got that out of the basement.
Sorry.
Let's see. What's next? Any other toys? Oh, this is a big box. A big box of broken toys. Why do your kids keep their broken toys?
Because they thought they might be able to invent some new toy.
Well, then we should put it in the inventing room. Do you have an inventions room?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Go down that hatch. It's down there.
Down a hatch?
Yes.
In the floor?
My basement's basement.
You have a basement under your basement?
Yes.
I have
it's
never heard of
it's just a small thing. Invention rooms.
Okay.
Down here.
All right. You have a ladder?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
It's not.
How am I going to get this big box down on
okay,
a ladder?
Okay, it's right there.
It's right here.
It's under all that big pile of stuff.
Oh, the hatches?
No, the ladder.
Oh.
And the hatch. The ladder's by the hatch, and the ladder's under a big pile of stuff.
No. We need to keep organizing stuff.
So let's start with this pile so we can put that away.
Oh, yeah, let's start this stuff.
Wow. You need some shelves.
No, there's more invention stuff.
Why don't we go buy shelves?
There's a bunch of broken RCs.
Hoo Hoo store.
Yeah, maybe you need some shelves in your basement.
Yeah, I don't see any shelves. Except
yeah,
for that
no
one that's raggedy.
That's broken.
Let's go to your car, Theodore, to go get some shelves.
I'll organize some things in here.
Theodore, your whole garage is empty. Half of your garage is empty.
It's not empty. It had invisible cars in it.
Oh! Did McDonald's make those?
Let's get an invisible car.
Okay, right here.
See you guys later. I'll be organizing.
All right. Here's some shelves. How many should we buy, Theodore?
A lot.
A lot?
Yes, 50.
50?
50.
Your basement wasn't that big.
That's what you think.
Okay, let's get 50 shelves. Does this fit all in the car?
Sure.
This is
actually a limo, you know.
Oh, okay.
It's invisible, so.
Let's put them all in, and then let's go meet Uncle Coco back down at the basement. Okay. Whoa, why are the stairs so slippery? He must have took a tub of oil and tripped and spilled it all.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. I was trying to bring the oil up to Lammy in the kitchen, but I spilled it.
Okay, so
we need new carpet.
I'll get them up.
We need new carpet.
But some of it's
I'll
not
just
carpet.
Clean it.
All right.
I'm an expert at cleaning carpet.
All right, well, let's take these shelves down.
Because my nephews like to spill spaghetti sauce on the carpet, so I'm an expert at cleaning it.
Well, stop using the oil. We should use the oil for a reason. We should just slide the shelves down the stairs.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Because it's slippery.
All
Here
right.
We go.
Slide and run.
Okay, there's one. There.
I'll start stacking stuff on them.
Okay, 50 shelves down there. Oh, there's
and I'm coming! Woo! I uncovered the hatch.
Yay! Let's go down.
But how am I going to get down there on a ladder with a big box?
I will go down.
Okay. Be safe. Good luck.
Whoa, what was that? Is Matt Dallas in the invention room? I think so.
How did he get in there?
I have no idea.
Well,
he's in there. He can teleport.
Teleport?
Yes. That is so cool!
Oh, Mount Dallas is such an ingenious inventor. He can evade gravity and he can teleport? Wow, weezers.
So does that mean he can just float up in the sky?
I don't know. Hey, Mounty!
Boom! Hey!
Oh, water! He's right there! Teleport.
I use my teleportion.
We've got a bunch of invention stuff for you to bring down into the room.
Yeah, you can just teleport with it.
Yeah, here, you just take all this and then teleport.
All right. Boom.
Nope. Oh, you're gone.
Boom. Oh, there he is.
There he is. Wow, that's
Bye,
pretty
Mandy.
Cool.
Bye, Mandy.
Well, I got most of the stuff up on the shelves. It looks a lot better now that it's organized.
Yeah.
I need to clean up that oil now. I'll be
Theodore,
right back.
What? Should we switch the invention room? Because the shelves are going to shake each time he explodes something.
But he won't explode anything. It just makes a big boom and doesn't shake.
Oh, okay. So you have safe chemicals.
I don't have chemicals.
You don't? Good for you. You don't turn green.
Like Dr. Dave.
And me. I was just playing in the yard one time and I turned blue. He was testing.
Did you
something.
Say you turned blue?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
I was just walking around in the yard and apparently he exploded something which turned me blue.
Weird.
It must have got on my food.
Yeah, Dr. Dave is really weird. Well, Theodore, your basement looks nice.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
The spring cleaning really works. I'll have to do that at my house.
And Dr. Dave's.
Mm-hmm.
We've already cleaned out his attic once, but it's a mess again.
Again? Oh, I was hoping he wouldn't get it messy again.
And those big rats are back.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. We really appreciate it. Make sure you check out our website at theamazingcocoland.com to learn more about Cocoland, visit our store, sign up for the Uncle Coco Club, and much more. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next Tuesday. Bye!
Bye.